This recording, Anguilla 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with her cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was little, my dad used to play guitar. So he wanted to play something, not anything really, but just playing music. Just wanted to play music. Wanted to play actually lead guitar. Yeah, but the bass was just different. Just more powerful, just better. So that's why I chose, and church was over. Just bass alone. To me, music is a language. It could really influence people, bridge gaps. It could do a lot of things. But to me, it's a language. It could bring about peace. It could bring about non-peace. It could do a lot of things. So I think it's an influential tool to use. And they talk about getting heaven, like music, and how the devil had used music to basically influence things. So I would like to positively influence culture to enhance Anguilla culture, Anguilla reputation across the region globally. And really and truly, that is my goal by using music. That definition or explanation that I use evolved over a period of time. When I was 12, it was more about, 12, 13, 14, was more about fame, girls, and that kind of stuff. But as I got older, it was more about positive influence.